This is another original OFM podcast.
We've got a very special guest with us this morning. I love having guests on Mondays. And his name is Mr. Orok Robertson. Orok, welcome to the Big Breakfast, first of all. Let's start there.
Hey, Martin. Thanks for having me on.
Is it a bit early for you, or are you used to being up this time?
No, I'm a bit of a morning bird, so this is all good.
All right, so Orok is from a movement called Children Need Both Parents. You might have seen this on Facebook, on various social media channels. And what you are doing, before we talk about why you're doing it, let's talk about what you are doing. You are walking from Johannesburg to East London.
Correct.
And when did you start this?
Started on the 26th of last month. I think, as I was saying to you earlier, I've kind of lost a bit of track of time. I think I've been on the road for about 18 days, somewhere around there.
18 days. Yeah. What do you walk per day on average?
Fully loaded, between sort of 25 and 32 Ks, and then sort of when I'm carrying a half pack, between about 35 and 42 Ks a day.
And the doctors all say that walking's great exercise. Have you lost any weight?
I think it's called being 41, Martin, eh? or perhaps too many burgers en route. Eh? But no, yeah. Definitely not. I have felt that I've got stronger.
Okay.
Most certainly don't feel like I've lost sort of weight at all. Fortunately, I carry like a GPS watch, so I'm able to manage my average speeds. And
All right.
So I have an idea that I am improving.
You're doing better.
Yeah, most certainly not as fast as I would have anticipated.
So how many kilometers? How far is this from Joburg? 450-odd?
Yeah, so I mean, I walk from Bryanston. So,
okay.
So that, I think, exactly on point 457.
You've done 457 kilometers to date?
Yes, to date.
And that's
so another 600 and...
600 odd.
Yeah, I haven't not halfway yet.
That is incredible, Orok. Yeah. And you must have met some interesting characters along the way. Where did you enjoy yourself most?
I think firstly the biggest question I get is, isn't it dangerous?
You know, yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, I walk past Soweto, Sebonkeng, you know, all the way out of Joburg.
Obviously, next to the N1.
Yeah, basically next to the N1. And to be honest with you, I've been treated amazingly. I've had not one incident, not anybody has been in any way negative. So yeah, big ups to South Africans and especially the Free State, I've got to be honest. Round Table, Free State area, how they've stood up, how they've picked me up en route, how they've managed me, made sure I've looked safe. Justin Boone from Velcom has been absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
Just normal people, a guy in his bucky. You know, sorry, my Afrikaans is not too good, but he's a biggie biltong and a coke.
Yeah.
You know,
you're telling me this guy stops, he gives you biltong, he gives you.
He actually did a U-turn. He actually, like, he drove past me the first time, I didn't see him, and then he drove back. And
but he's got no idea what you're walking for.
Zero.
He's a guy walking.
Let's
give him something.
And I guess the fact that I look quite official, sort of with the first ascent backpack and kind of
It
looks like I'm going somewhere, I guess.
I just have one question for you, Orok. When was it exactly when you started this walk that you went, this is real? Like, where did that sink into your mind outside of Joburg?
I had an anxiety attack, like, just outside I think it's the first toll gate, Grasmere toll gate.
Yeah.
And I had an anxiety attack right next to the side of the road. And I think that's when it kind of dawned on me that this is quite a big mission. And obviously not a particularly safe area.
Yeah.
And again, speaking to South Africans, a guy who didn't know me from a bar of soap, saw that I wasn't doing particularly well.
Yeah.
Came and sat with me for like a half an hour while I just like sat and breathed. And then I was like cool after that. And he saw me on my way and life continued on.
And did you have to pay the toll fees?
No.
You didn't have to. Well, that saves you about $900.
Yeah, that would have been an issue for me.
All right, so Orok is walking from Johannesburg all the way to East London. He's stopped off in the Big Breakfast studio this morning. And coming up next, we will find out exactly why he's doing this and what the end result of it all is going to be. Stay tuned. So, Orok, we've talked about what you are doing. You're walking from Johannesburg to East London. Now let's talk about why you are doing it. Where did this whole thing start, first of all, and then explain to people who might not have heard of the movement exactly what it entails.
It was born from sort of personal experience. Haven't seen my infant child in just under 2 years for no particular reason other than sort of the opinion of a particular person.
Yeah.
And then obviously a lot of frustrations within the family law system. And then I started telling my story on social media more out of frustration than anything else, to be honest. I think it is underestimated how men grieve the loss of their kids. For some reason in society, we think that a man should feel less about losing his child than what a woman would. to a large degree, it would be acceptable if a woman literally burned down a city looking for a child. But if a man was to do that, you'd get judged to be a rather unstable character. Yeah. So I sort of was sort of seeing the inequalities of this through my personal experience, started sharing this on Facebook. And the more I shared my story, the more fathers started sort of speaking out countrywide. Hundreds became literally thousands. It got to a point where I couldn't keep up with my Facebook Messenger, you know, and saying that I was going through the exact same experience. And then sort of established children need both parents initially as more of a support sort of network for fathers. A lot of guys going through grief and trauma. Surprisingly, more men than what we think commit suicide over this in South Africa every year. And so fathers are free to either post through me anonymously if they don't want to reveal their names. And we've kind of kept lawyers out of it and been a bunch of fathers through our own experiences trying to advise other fathers how to seek access to the kids, how to work the court system better, how to save themselves more money. You know, it's often, you know, when this first happened to me, my initial reaction was I need a lawyer. When in actual fact you don't. Every magistrate's court in South Africa is a family court. You are more than capable of defending yourself. The only suggestion that I would obviously have is that you need to know the Children's Act very well, which is not a very complicated piece of legislation. Any person can read and have a good understanding of it. So I think, you know, I'm trying to sort of pave the way in guys standing up and being brave enough to handle themselves. Yeah. And rather than the detraction of this is going to cost me this amount of money.
You and your movement feel that there is some inequality in the current legislation and you would like to change this or at least bring it under review. Is that one of the end goals as well?
Absolutely. I think the Children's Act, like most legislation in South Africa, is pretty modern. I think where we have an issue in South Africa is how the judiciary catches up to that. You know, in South Africa, we're still living under a general sort of idea that we lived in the 1970s and 80s. In other words, the man goes to work, the woman stays at home and looks after the kids.
And gender roles, yeah.
Yeah, we're in 2019 and the economy is not that and everyone's got to work and contribute toward the family. There are a lot of stay-at-home fathers. There are a lot of mothers who are earning a lot more than fathers in South Africa. And these are the relevancies of how we're living. I think we are struggling to get a grip on that and exactly how we manage that. And I think very clever lawyers and attorneys have found loopholes within that system. But to your question, is it unequal? And unbelievably, yes.
And you're trying to raise money, of course, to take this to court now.
Yeah.
So how does that process work? How far are you from achieving that goal? How can people help if they feel?
Well, we're a long way away from achieving that goal. My GoFundMe page, everything is linked to my Facebook page. So either Orrick Robertson or Children Need Both Parents, all the links are there. The process to constitutional court is obviously a very lengthy process, which starts with applications to constitutional court. The constitutional court needs to review that application to even see whether there is merit within what it is that you're trying to achieve. We are simply trying to achieve just one simple goal, and that is to have criminal penalties attached to parental alienation. Men get imprisoned for not paying maintenance 3 days late, whereas a female or a mother in this country can withhold a child for 3-5 years from the father and not have any penalties attached to that. It doesn't seem really fair.
All right. If people want to get involved, Orrick, and support your movement, whether it be through a financial donation, whether it be through just seeking some support in your page, just having a chat to you or other parents in the same situation, how do they get involved? How do they do that?
Just private message me on Facebook. I really am good at responding. I'm on the road all day. so my phone is literally in front of me all day. I'm very, very accessible. Surprisingly, I get mostly women who reach out on behalf of their current boyfriends or current husbands.
All right.
That's really how this works. And then sort of when she's comfortable with me, then suggests that the guy should phone me. So I think most importantly, if you're a man going through this, you're not alone. Jump onto my page. You will see that you're not alone. Share with us, speak to us, private message me. I'll share my contact details with you. We can chat over WhatsApp, and that's what we're here for, is to try and sort of detract men from this dark space that they find themselves in.
Orrick Robertson, Facebook, Children Need Both Parents. Get in touch, because it is a fact. Children do need both parents.
That was another original OFM podcast. OFM, the sound of your life.